Blog Talk Radio.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you are. I'm in beautiful, sunny Toronto, and you are listening to You're Important to Sarah. I got to give a shout-out to the local cafe from where I'm broadcasting this show today, the Burrell Gelato Company on the Southwest Queen Street in Toronto. Do come on down. They have great food and great ice cream. Today I'm going to have a guest, Bonnie Gale. She'll be coming on in a few minutes. First, let's have a little conversation about the importance of self and the importance of being tuned in to all of your senses. I'm going to be talking with Bonnie today about the sensuality of one's spirit and the one embracing one's body and living in that sensuality. I'm first going to cover my one program that I do, which is called The View of Life. And The View of Life is looking at your life from the outside in. It's very, very hard to kind of, you know, find out really what's going on in yourself when you're in the turmoil of it, in the mix of it. It's good to step back and look at it from a different perspective. So with The View of Life, you take a journey into your life as it is now. You understand who you are, why you make the decisions you do, what you can do to rectify it. It just gives you that empowerment to make those better choices and moving forward in life. But one of those very interesting things along the line there is I discover how many people are switched off on so many senses in their life. And one of them is their sensuality and their sexuality. It's kind of quite sad to see people getting so blocked by challenges. And a lot of time the challenges are little molehills that we made into a mountain. But they're blocked by these things that they don't really comprehend. And really when it comes down to it, are the things that they've switched off in their life. They kind of become complacent with their life. They're just not, as I say, firing on all cylinders. You need to kind of live in your soul, to your heart, to your spirit, to your head. And everything needs to be working at the same time. In the talk today with Bunny, I'm going to be talking about that sensuality of the soul, to heart, to spirit, to head, with embracement of the body. Because sometimes we either pay too much attention to the outside or we don't pay enough attention to the inside. It's really a balance, folks. If you want to live in your wholeness, you want to live in that oneness, you want to live in that knowingness, it really is it's a collaboration, it's a partnership with the inside and the out. Now, I'm a bigger woman. I haven't particularly loved my body through my life, you know, and I unfortunately had boyfriends and married somebody who had an issue with my body. And so, therefore, I always had a little, you know, feeling that my body wasn't up to par. But I have found that when I have embraced my sensuality, which is the senses of life, when I can feel, when I can taste, when I can touch, when I can see, in that sensuality, I'm seeing in clarity, and my body comes alive. Everything about me comes alive, and I live in that wonderment and the joy of life, which is quite something. So, Bonnie, I'd like to invite you on, and I'd like you to come and tell us not only about, obviously, the embracement of body, but you've got a little philosophy here about living from the inside out, and I'd like you to tell our viewers what you mean by the inside out. Hi, Bonnie. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Sarah?
Great. A little croaky from 8 days of here in Toronto in extreme heat. I'm probably worn out, so I have to get the frog's voice today.
Well, we'll try and cool you down a little.
Yeah, exactly.
You might get even more heated up after our discussion. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, it might. I'm actually looking going back to the rain to cool off. Now, what does that say?
Well, let's see. So my philosophy is it's an inside job. And basically what that means is that who we are and what we emanate to the person really stems from inside of us. And it's really from our essence.
Absolutely.
So what I teach people is to tap into that essence so that they can really sparkle and shine and really kind of show up in the world. And so many of us have that area blocked in our bodies.
Yep. Yes, it's, you know, as I said, they're not firing on all cylinders. And as I said, with my View of Life program, I see so many people in so many areas that are literally switched off. I have to say the rate when it comes to the sensuality question is probably 90% of people are switched off from it, which is quite scary when you think about it. And, you know, considering that sexuality or sensuality is such a very big part of our very being, it's it almost that they're kind of, they're switched off so much through so many senses, just not the sexual or the sensuality. It's like everything about them is muted, and they're just not embracing anything to do with life. And I think a lot of the discontent comes from they're not tapping in, they're switching off.
Exactly. You find they're rejecting their body, Sarah.
Yeah, rejecting their body, their spirit, their very being. You know, I work from emotional side point. You know, I work from the inside out of people tapping in there. I do understand the very big importance of the embracement of body. And I know that when I have lived in true sensuality of being, of that euphoria of being alive and living in all my senses and that sensuality, it is an absolutely wonderful experience. But I think we get so caught up with everything else in our lives, we forget. And we don't nurture that. And if we did and then we stay in that realm, we'd be so much more content from inside and outside of our lives.
Absolutely. And you know what? Part of the issue is, you know, just like you said that, you know, basically 90% of people are not tapped into their sensuality. Well, 80 to 90% of women totally hate their bodies, and 98% of women hate at least one thing on their body. So if you look at those kinds of statistics, you can see where the 90% disconnect comes, because each time that we reject our body, we close it up and shut it down just a little bit more, a little bit more. And every person, when you're walking through daily life, there are 17 negative messages to every positive message that we receive. So
yes,
it's like an uphill battle.
Eight positives don't do one negative. I actually teach people to use the elastic band. So every time you have a negative, use that elastic band. It hurts. It associates negativity with pain. And then to go through the exercise of eight positives to undo that one negative. People soon start changing their program if they stick with that. They start changing their program of how they feel about themselves through that negativity changing into positivity. But it does require work, and people have to be willing to work on themselves, don't they?
Absolutely. And you know what? That work is not easy. I mean, I know because I work with people, and like half the people that I work with end up dropping out within the first month because they just can't do it. It's too painful.
And the thing is once they work through the brain, you know, they get over that little mountain, and then after that, it's you know, it's a wonderful ski downhill. I mean, it's just overcoming that hurdle. And
exactly.
I always kind of query why people will spend so much money on themselves, you know, clothing, cars, jewelry, this, that, et cetera, to make themselves feel better. But nobody has got the courage, the guts, or the insight to work on themselves from the inside out. Because when you are in that wholeness of self, everything else is just tinsel town. You know, it's we are the glow, we are the jewelry, we are the abundance.
Exactly.
And if only people would just give themselves that value placed on themselves, that importance of their value, so they will work on themselves. So what can we do to change people's minds?
Well, one of the things that I suggest to people is, you know, to really kind of start learning to love their body, the first thing that they have to do is look at it, you know, because I will tell you that women do not look at themselves in the mirror. They may look at their faces, but they cannot stand to look at their bodies overall. And I'm not saying everybody, but I will say it's the majority by far.
Yeah.
So the first thing we need to do is...
isn't it?
What?
That comes a lot from the media and the image that's imposed upon us by society, by media, by men. You know, this, you know, playboy image that everybody thinks we should be.
You know what? I don't necessarily think that comes so much from men, though. Women are so much harder on themselves than the men are on them, Sarah. That's the truth. We are our own worst enemies.
Yes.
It's true. It's sad, but it's true.
Yeah.
And yes, we do have media, you know, religion, where women need to be covered up all the time and not show any part of their body because, you know, it's not sexy or it's not even appropriate. I mean, you know, when men go out into the world, they don't cover up their faces and their, you know, arms and their elbows and their knees the way women do in a lot of different cultures. And so, you know, these cultures have been passed on from generation to generation, and they do evolve somewhat, you know, in different countries. However, the energy of it is still there, and that gets passed on from generation to generation also.
Yes, and the fear that goes along with it to break the cycle.
Right, exactly. You know, in a lot of countries, women are second class, and that doesn't teach us to really love ourselves either. You know,
we
really have to appreciate and love who we are. You know, we don't only self-deprecate our bodies. We self-deprecate for everything that we do wrong, for all of our imperfections, for, you know, our mental capacity. It's like the list goes on, and we really need to start changing those messages. And
when I talk to people about, you know, the company is called The Importance of You, and I say you need to place importance on your value. You know, this is not self-importance. This is importance of self. And, you know, people say, oh, you know, how can I be important? And, you know, that kind of, it's actually rather shocking because we have to be important to ourselves. You know, until we're living fully and normal, you know, firing on all cylinders and being whole and authentic, what do we have to give anyone else but a disconglobulated and broken person? We owe it to ourselves to consider ourselves and the value of ourselves important. But it's amazing how many people look at that word almost as a dirty word.
Absolutely. You're so right. So right. So one of the things that I've been doing that's been really interesting is a lot of the women that I work with on the body image issues and teaching them to really learn to love their body is to have them get into the bathtub with our product called Yes Butter. And what I have them do is, like, literally bathe themselves, nurture themselves, tell themselves how much they love each body part, and literally let each body part know why. Like, you know, I love my legs so much because you carry me through thick and thin, even when I'm tired. You know, you keep me going. You know, you take me to the places I need to be. You know, just like things like that, because so many of us look at our legs and go, oh, there's cellulite. Oh, there's dimples.
Yes.
Oh, there's saggy skin. Oh, there's wrinkles. Oh, you know, it just doesn't look good. I can't stand my legs, and I don't ever want to show them. I had somebody who is a friend of mine send me the message yesterday that, like, really made my day. She told me that, and this is somebody who, you know, really had a hard time with her body and had gained a lot of weight. And she told me that she went outside in a white bikini, you know, over Memorial Day weekend, and that she was proud of herself, and she rocked her body, and she's almost 48 years old, and she said that she gave the 20-year-olds a run for their money. And, you know, that, and she said to me, thank you so much. Like, you inspired me to change my whole thinking about myself. That was,
you know, the interesting
amazing
thing is you look at women of all different shapes and sizes. But, you know, when they actually walk in ownership of self, when they walk in that sensual confidence, when they get out there and they're so self-empowered with who they are, it doesn't matter what their body looks like. They walk in that vibrancy. They walk in that glow where everybody is attracted to that very spirit, that very positive energy. And who cares if there's a lump or two that, you know, maybe shouldn't be there. Everybody is just so embracing of that person because of who they're representing themselves as to be. Now, one of the things I want to mention about your sex butter is because obviously by the you know, the mere title of it, some people would go, you know, maybe think of The Last Tango in Paris or whatever. You know? because obviously it's a very defining name. But one of the things I know that you use it for is, I know it has some very healing components to it as well, which I've seen a lot of testimonies that you have on your site and Facebook, et cetera, which is wonderful. But it's also for people that aren't sexually active or not quite there yet, because I do understand the benefits of it sexually, especially for people who have been sexual traumas or in illnesses or have blockages there, but also in being able to use it in different parts of the body to use it as something to help embrace that sensuality, to embrace that feeling of being a woman again, you know, of tapping into all of those senses there. So maybe you can give us a little bit of how else to use the sex bladder, not only from the health aspect of it, but also where to use it in, for like me, I'm a single woman, love to meet somebody. I'm not living in my sensuality right now. I don't want to use it sexually because I'm a single woman with no one around me right now, but I'd like to tap into my sensuality again. How would I use that to kind of get tap it back into my body and allow me to feel the senses again, that it can bring that feeling back to me?
Okay, so there's two things that I would suggest to you, what you can do. So basically, we have that product repackaged in a brand called Yes Butter. And so I like to use Yes Butter for healing purposes, because that way people aren't like feeling, you know, the word sex all over them all the time. It's like, yes, you know, like, yes, I'm opening myself to love my body. Yes, I'm opening myself to love my life. So what I teach women to do, the first thing is to like take a little dollop of it and put it in a hot bath, because we have quantum physics programming or messaging into the product that really is about healing, learning, loving, and being open. And it's healing from all the past trauma, from all the past abuse, including verbal abuse, including the verbal abusive messages we tell ourselves, okay, and including the thoughts. So we have all kinds of messaging in there and beautiful, you know, blessings and all kinds of amazing things that are literally infused into your body, you know, when you bathe in, you know, a little bath that has a little bit of this butter, and your skin feels so amazing. You just want to rub it and, you know, rub all over, and it's amazing because it's antifungal, antibacterial. So it's like you're really doing something healing for yourself. And then another thing that I teach women to do is to actually put a little bit on their finger and then put their finger in their belly button and draw a line down to the pubic bone, and then hold their hands over their womb. So basically, that's the sensual center. That's where your sensuality stems from. And so what you want to do is send those beautiful blessings and messages to open up and heal to that area of the body, and really to coddle it with your hands. You know,
no,
really,
I'm
like
a shower person, so can you use it in the shower? Can you, like, just rub it over your body like you would a soap, and while you're addressing your body and giving some affirmations to your body? Can you use it that way as well?
Well, what I would do if you were in the shower is I'd, you know, take your shower first, and then when you're still wet, take a little bit of it and rub it all over your body, yes.
Now,
you know,
you are giving away a Yes Butter to a caller today, are you not?
I'm giving away two sample packs. And they're actually, we only have them under the name Sex Butter for the sample pack.
Okay.
But
all right,
I'll be giving away two.
If you want to try some of this, you know, you need to call in or send a message into the chat room. You've got about 10 minutes to do that in. So call in and give us a question. I'm sure Bonnie has a mindful of answers here for you. So don't be afraid. And really try this stuff. I have tried it. It's wonderful. Obviously, I'm afraid right now I didn't bring it with me when I came to Toronto. But when I get back, I should be back on the program again. I said, you know, I know what it's like to live in that sensuality. I mean, the thing is, when you are actually living in that sensuality of self, you can't help but love your body. You look at your body in such a different way, because everything about it is awoken. You feel everything, even the touch of your body, everything about it feels wonderful. And you do not see yourself with any cellulite or lumps or bumps or anything else. You actually see your body and you fall in love. So it's a wonderful feeling to have. And as I say, when you walk out there, people see you in love with self,
exactly,
in embodiment, empowerment of self. And what you radiate out there is what people are attracted to.
Absolutely. And that's why we always say, you know, you're emanating from the inside out.
Exactly. So that radiant glow, which I think we all want to have.
Right.
You know, I think also, you know, again, I work with the emotional side of people and in embracing their soul, you know, the heart, the spirit, the head, living in their knowingness, letting go what does not serve them. You know, deleting the fear, deleting the drama. But, you know, your product works very, very hand in hand with what I'm doing, because while people are working on that, emotional state, having actually something they can use on the outside as well. You know, outside, I'm working on the inside, they can work on the outside, that unison and that balance that's coming up there will speed up the entire process. And so it's a wonderful way of people actually getting to where they want to go a lot faster, because it's not just, you know, sometimes because of our minds are so dictatorial, you know, even though we're trying to tap in, our heads get in the way. That's, my program is don't think, feel.
I want Absolutely.
To so with your product, you know, people using that while I'm working on the feeling, it just it enhances that feeling so much faster that people can get to where they need to go. So it's something I'm certainly recommending to my clientele to be using at the same time that I'm working with them. Because it's, you know, we're covering all the bases here, the inside and the outside of one, a nice balance.
Well, plus it's soothing and it makes you feel good too, you know. And what you do is also soothing. And so it's like putting them into a more relaxed state even.
I think people have to understand is that, you know, ripping off the Band-Aid can hurt. But, you know, once it's off, you know. And people have to really stop and be very honest with themselves. Do you want to continue living switched off, or living in fear, or living in drama? Do you perpetually want that violin whining in your ear? Or do you want to take ownership and control of your own life and say that I'm going to live for me? I come first. And what I do for myself will only benefit everybody within my vicinity. And I'm willing to give myself that value, that validation to work on myself. And, you know, people who take my program at the end of it go, so why didn't I do that earlier? It was so easy. And I'm not afraid anymore. I've let go of that, and I now know how to walk forward. But people are so afraid of embracing that change. And the moment that you embrace that change and you're willing to, I can't work with people unless they have that free will, which I'm sure with you as well. They have to be willing to come to us and say, yes, I'm ready. When they are there, they've already kind of what I call cross the water. Being able to take them to that next level, if they're willing to work on it, believe in it, act on it, commit to that action. If they're willing to take those steps, their lives will change radically. And there isn't any looking back.
Not only that, Sarah, it's quick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it happens quickly. And so a lot of times people need to be ready, and they need to be really, really open. I think, and that's the reason why, you know, like when I first start working with people, I tell them that, you know, this is a path that took me a long time, and I've developed some things to make it go really quick for other people. However, you have to be ready for change. If you're not ready for change, you're going to reject it. And that's actually what happened to somebody I've been working with a couple weeks ago, where she started, she got the good feelings, she started, and then she was going against her body, and literally her body stopped her. What? Because she opened Pandora's box. And guess what happened? She got into an accident. She still didn't listen to her body. She slipped and fell. She still didn't listen to her body. She got into another accident. And she was like, I can't do this. She can't do it because she said she's not ready to let go of the abuse.
Yes.
So they have to be ready. That's the key.
I like Bonnie J. Blythe's, you know, No More Drama. And, you know, really... you know, I deal with people what I call crisis junkies. You know, they live by the drama. They always will. They don't want to change. Most of the people, once they, as I said, have crossed that river and they want to change, then, as I said, it becomes, my program's very easy as well. I'm not one of these people come back an hour a week. It's a daytime thing, or it's, you know, a short online program that we can start off with. And people, once you actually show people the door and hand them the key, they're pretty well ready for it, but they have to be willing to understand that you are going to be detoxing. You are going to be letting go, and which is not just the mental aspect. It's very much to do with a physical. Your body is going to go into a reaction because it's been storing on a cellular level these emotions for so long, and they have to be let go. So people don't understand when they get a reaction to something, but this is quite normal. This is the body letting go of what doesn't serve it, and that they become afraid of it, and they think they're having a reaction, a negative reaction, where they're not understanding this is the way of detoxing. The emotion is being detoxed through the body.
Exactly.
I know that you've got this because I see it on Facebook. You've got people posting comments of themselves in the bath, and telling people how they feel. I think that's wonderful. And the more we can share, the more we dilute any issues that people have with it. But we've only got about 5 minutes left here. So I know that you came from a background of, you know, body image where you had to overcome your own issues. And obviously this is what's driven you forward. And this is where your passion, your conviction, and your everything is, you know, in line for you to do that. We actually have somebody here that wants your sex butter. And she's in queue right now. And this is Heather on the phone. Hello, Heather.
Hey, ladies. Bonnie, I am such a huge fan. Excuse me. I am such a huge fan of your work and what you're doing to help women feel comfortable with their bodies. And I had to call in because I can't imagine that nobody wants the sex butter.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God, you're the first caller. I'm so glad you're not afraid to call in. Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Well, I get, like, a lot of gals over 40, I do have, you know, comfort issues with all of it, but I am so determined to take my self-love to another level, you know, and not just keep buying into old patterns and shame and all that other stuff. So I'm grateful to receive it if you're given it.
Yes, I am. And if you message me on Facebook directly, Heather, in a private message, I'll give you some things to do with it topically that will help you for those purposes.
Awesome.
And
I'm so excited.
We actually have, the info at authenticallyyoumedia.com. Where you can actually email that and give your information, and then that will be sent out to Bonnie to send to you.
I will do it. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you, Heather, for calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
I think also, in anybody over kind of 40 and 50, there is still that kind of stigma with the embracement of our bodies. I think people need to get over the idea that it's about, you know, embracing your body, embracing that sensuality is like suddenly you're becoming a sex object. And it's, you're going to start being a cougar and hitting the town, you know. And I think that people need to understand in that sensuality of life, which we're okay at being the sensual and sexual beings, and that just because we've hit 40 or 50 doesn't mean we're dead. You know, we have the passion of life still within us. We have the desire to still feel fantastic in life, and we need to embrace this and step out of this stigma that's been imposed on us and embrace our womanhood, embrace the beauty of being a woman, embrace the beauty of a woman in love with self and in love with life, because everybody loves a woman that radiates love for themselves and for the people around them. So it's like, you know, forget about that your product is called Sex Butter. Forget about that it's used sexually as well as sensually and physically. It's just get with the program, ladies. Take back your empowerment. Let the stigma or the issues go. You know, those are just something that's been imposed on you in your environment and your upbringing. Take ownership for your own decisions, your own choices, and step outside of that fear or that comfort zone and just be adventurous and try it out. Try it out. You never know how you're going to feel until you try. And let yourself discover that feeling, because it's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful feeling. You won't look back once you're there. So we've got a couple of minutes. Do you want to say anything to close us off here, Bonnie?
I just would like to say that, you know, I hope women really start really changing their messaging that they have about themselves and really start to look at what is holding them back so that they can really, you know, kind of come out, because, you know, the feminine awakening is happening now and it's really our time. And so it's a really good time for women to kind of come out and step out and really shine. And so I think that, you know, it's a value to anybody who needs to really take a look at themselves and say, what do I need to do in order to be able to do that?
Right. So the empowerment itself. Well, I've got 30 seconds. My music's going to be queued out in a moment. I thank you so much for coming on again, Bonnie. I'm sorry last time I was not able to interview you. Heather filled in for me. But thank you so much for coming back on again with me this month, and because you have so much to share on so many levels, and I think we could interview every day of the week and you would have so much information to get.
Oh, well,
so
thank
God bless
you.
Love. Thank you so
bless
much.
You.
I look forward to working with you with the butter and with everything else. And guys, get out there, embrace who you are, love who you are. speak to you next week. God bless everybody. Goodbye from Toronto.